It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. It's quarter number two of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. We are talking about National Signing Day, the first one coming up Wednesday, December 19th. You should see, and I'll get your take on it there, Greg Pickle. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. We should see most, if not all, of Penn State's current commitments actually make their commitments official. And what that does, and you know, maybe we can discuss about the effectiveness and the timing of this first National Signing Day. Last year was the first day of it, and I think coaches appreciate the idea that you can iron out a lot of stuff and clear up, okay, what do I need to accomplish between December and February, which was initially the only National Signing Day. So Penn State will know exactly what it's got to do. It should know even more than that by the end of Wednesday.
Yeah, so I mean, the biggest thing is there's two sort of moving targets, if you will. The first one is, how many guys are you going to have sign on National Signing Day? Now, it's interesting. James Franklin is holding his news conference on Signing Day just after 3 o'clock. So if you're one of those folks that, you know, sees an announcement pop up and it's at 4 or 5 o'clock on next Wednesday and Penn State's involved, there's probably a good chance Penn State's not going to get that guy. Otherwise, James Franklin would have waited before his news conference. So, I guess my point in bringing that up is Penn State looks at this point like it's going to lock in all 16 class of 2019 verbal commitments. As we talk about this on Monday, the only one that's a little bit shaky is John Dunmore, the four-star receiver from Florida who visited Miami this past weekend. Gun to head, I say he picks Penn State.
Yeah.
You know,
there is an actual gun to Greg's head,
and
right now, by the way.
Yeah, and I think it's a pop gun, but if it was, you know, but in all seriousness, I just think at this moment in time, he's going to stick with Penn State. The allure of Miami, I think, is interesting, but they're a little bit of a mess right now. And let's not forget that Penn State has Jaywon Sider on its side. So I would be surprised if he flips to Miami on National Signing Day. So anyway, it was a long walk for the short answer of the two moving targets are, how many guys are you going to sign? How many guys do you have left and space left for in February Signing Day? And another thing, too, comes down to what we talked about earlier in the show was, any more guys leaving, either via NFL early declaration, transfer, or what have you, because that'll open up some space as well.
So if you, let's just say for a second that you do get, you know, with Braylon Faison Walden transferring, you say you get another guy or two who left for the draft a little bit early. Is there any reason to sit on those scholarships and use them in 2020 or 2021 and not just go for it now?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, I think if you can flip somebody like Doug Nestor, you go ahead and use that. And Doug Nestor, of course, depending on where you jumped into the show today, is the Ohio State offensive line commit to visit at Penn State the weekend before National Signing Day.
A top 100 player.
Right. So if you can get him, he's a guy that defies numbers, if you will. But you know, if you're going to go out and get maybe a guy that you haven't really recruited that much, then I don't know. It would really depend. And they obviously have more details than we do. But how many spots do you legitimately think you have left? The reason I say that is because obviously, if you're Penn State, you want to be able to have as many scholarships available for the next cycle as possible, because there's a lot of good players both regionally and nationally that Penn State is in on, and the same thing for the 2021 class. So you don't want to use a scholarship on a guy if you think he's maybe a fringe player or maybe a project down the road, because it could cost you a very talented player in the future.
Here's another way I would say make your point. You don't use this, an unexpected scholarship, for a plan B guy.
Yeah.
You use a scholarship for a plan A guy, and that would include a guy like Doug Nestor. Little bit of drama I think we can expect to unfold. We don't have exact times, but for the most part, we do expect most of Penn State's targets to make their announcements on Wednesday. I will say this, going back to last year, though. The interesting situation, Jason Oway was – he had committed and signed behind the scenes on the first National Signing Day.
Yep.
But he didn't make anything public or official out there until the Under Armour All-America game, which was almost 2 weeks later. Mm-hmm. So that's an interesting situation. I don't expect that to repeat itself, but it's one of those that this whole dynamic with the early signing period can create.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few guys that are playing in Army All-America game, Under Armour. Oh, I can't keep the sponsors straight anymore, but those games in Florida and Texas at the end of the year, the start of the new year.
Perfect.
You know, there's a few guys announcing at those, and some of those guys, will wait till February to sign. Others will sign with the school of their choice, and just like Jason Owe, announce it then down the road. So it's something to keep in mind. Obviously, one thing to note is that the program will pretty much follow a kid's lead. As long as it has his national letter of intent, if he wants to wait until next August to announce, I don't really think they care. So you won't really see any news trickle out about that until the prospect announces. But what it does do for Penn State or any school in that situation is give them an advantage with that kid, because while it seems like to the outside world that kid's still, doing this, that, or the other thing, the fact that his national letter of intent is in means that they're able to, start doing some communication things with him and some weight training tips and all that kind of stuff to make sure that, that player is getting ready to come to school.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's brought to you by GoPSURV.com, giving you the best deal of the season, maybe the best deal ever. Purchase a gift card or credit with GoPSURV.com. We will double its value. It's like getting your next RV rental 50% off. Contact us today for more details. 1-800-519-8467. That offer ends December 31st, 2018. I've already made the comparison to National Signing Day. You're not going to get that again. But if you get out there early to GoPSURV.com, clearly there are benefits. Doesn't mean you can't do it if you don't sign in the early signing period here. A few names to know, a few names to watch. I think we've narrowed down to 6 to 8 guys who are viable contenders. There mm-hmm. are always surprises for the last however many spots in the class. 16 commits so far. I would suspect anywhere from 6 to 8 spots available, depending on how they view some of these guys. But the number one guy to keep an eye on, Noah Cain, the 4-star running back from IMG Academy in Florida. He's made a bunch of visits. He seems to be very high on Penn State as the second running back in the class. How important, Greg, is a guy like Noah Cain, and what do you suspect will happen? If you pay attention to his 24/7 sports crystal ball, it looks like Penn State is trending in the right direction, but there's maybe still some pieces we don't know yet.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, yeah, you watch his crystal ball predictions, and they've sort of bounced around. I mean, at one point, Penn State was not the leader. As we talk here on Monday, it is the leader. There were a lot of predictions for LSU and Texas back earlier this year. Penn State has now received almost all of them, actually all of them. But again, as we talked before, a lot of that is follow the leader. So, you might read that, 9 analysts in a row have picked Penn State. And what does that mean? It would seem to mean good things for Penn State. But there's also a lot of folks on there who are following the lead of a Steve Wildfong or a Sean Fitz or a couple of their other top analysts when it comes to the prediction. So when that's the case, the 9 really doesn't tell you a whole heck of a lot, because everyone's just looking to get their picking as quick as possible after one of those guys do to try and get
everybody but those guys. It can be educated guesswork, right? But it's guesswork.
Exactly.
Usually if it's those guys, there's something to suggest that it's true.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so you can – it's a good idea to follow the leader. Adisa Isaac, probably the top defensive player on the board. Still don't really know, I guess, exact timing. Maybe that'll unfold over the next day or so. But he's another important guy for Penn State. And, you look at this class with 16 commits right now. If they get a Noah Cain and an Adisa Isaac on Wednesday, or even if it's after Wednesday, boy, you start to feel much, much better about the way this class is going. It's very good right now, top 15 nationally, but there are some legitimate targets out there that can kind of push it into that top 10 range maybe.
I want you to look at Jim while I say what I'm about to say. Adisa Isaac's going to announce at noon today. So we will definitely, keep you guys posted on how that works out for him. So Miami and Penn State are, according to Twitter, his finalist. That's interesting because obviously the Nittany Lions are fighting Miami for Oh, yeah, John Dunmore as yes. well. The receiver, yeah, yeah. the committed receiver who may or may not sign with Penn State on signing day. So
you needed help in the worst way. I wasn't there for you. No, Greg,
it's
at
okay.
All.
It's okay. Instead of talking until I could look it up, I waved my hands in the air until I could think of it. But yeah, at the end of the day, Penn State looks to be in really good shape with Isaac. And this is an interesting dynamic that there's now two recruits that they are battling Miami for, essentially. It probably hasn't happened often in the past, but it goes back to what James Franklin said on last Friday during his bowl media day news conference in State College, which is that we're going to recruit locally, we're going to recruit Pennsylvania. He thought it was interesting that he called it the down year for Pennsylvania. I mean, it is, but you usually don't hear that kind of brutal honesty from a head
Pennsylvania
coach.
Coaches.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks. Your guys aren't any good.
Thanks for nothing this year, guys. No, he obviously, that's us talking, not James Franklin. But
we're reading between the lines.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. So yeah, I guess where I'm going with all of this is it's interesting. Interesting that Penn State is getting more national in its recruiting, but in the end of the day, they're fighting for a Florida prospect with Miami and also a New York prospect, which is interesting.
Here's what I would say, just by if you're just looking at campus location on its own, it's got to be a heck of a lot easier to recruit national as Miami than it is State College, Pennsylvania. So yeah, we'll know that one sooner than later. That is an interesting timing and an interesting couple finalists there. David Bell, the wide receiver from Indiana, looks like Purdue's the choice there. Jared Harrison Hunty, defensive lineman. Devon Ellie is a defensive lineman. Smith Vilbert, a defensive lineman. Penn State, the leader for all three. Do you suspect that Penn State gets all three? Will they want all three?
That's a good question. I mean, the Smith Vilbert one is interesting because I got to be real honest. This guy popped up on my radar late. And when I first was reading about him, I thought that it was Smith Vilbert was his last name and that there was a first name somewhere to come. There was not. So Smith Vilbert's a really high upside guy, I think is the best way to put it. So I think Penn State with him saw an opportunity to maybe get another lineman in this class. Keep in mind, they still only have one, Hakeem Beamon. We're taught now, depending on when you're listening to this, there could be a second one, Atisa Isaac. So stay, you know, obviously we'll find out what he decides here in a couple hours. And you may be hearing this later on today, that decision already made.
I love these situations because everything we say, you have to give the caveat. Well, you know.
Well, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. The good thing is that this was another decision that was decided. You know, I was actually going to joke that Adisa Isaac would probably announce when he was going to announce at like 7 o'clock tonight because that's typically how this works. But no, he's going to get it out of the way even earlier, so that's great.
So 16 commits right now, 6 to 8 targets that are out there that we know of. You can beware of some surprises. We'll have a little bit more knowledge where this is going with a couple announcements later today. Adisa Isaac, Ja'Kai Moore. Penn State's class starting to take shape. There's still some work to do to get to the finish line. Stay tuned. We will be doing a special Wednesday edition of this show to recap National Signing Day. So be aware of that later this week. Moving on right now to Ask Greg.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports. In partnership with GoPSU RV, we are introducing the Keystone Sports Network RV. All the benefits of the GoPSU RV lot, along with great gift items like catered meal from 409 Barbecue, barbecue gift box, wine gift box, and of course, Labatt beer. Hear all about the KSN RV? Email me at info@ksnsports.net, or you could also reach out with the Contact Us button on your KSN app.